patient is an adult male. Presents with previously diagnosed schizoid personality disorder from a therapist at a state correctional facility. This is the 4th of 20 adjudicated sessions. This is an established patient visit. Patient is distant, detached, and indifferent to social relationships. Indicates that he has no real friends, minimal contact with extended family, no romantic or sexual partners. Patient has difficulty reacting appropriately, will lash out or self-isolate when faced with social interaction. Patient indicates no pleasure in activities, routine or unscheduled. Since last visit, history is updated to include second vaccination against COVID-19. The patient was referred for an assault conviction. Evaluations have determined violent tendencies. Speech is monotonous without inflection, robotic. Patient sees other people as obstacles to be overcome, not as human beings. Patient maintains occupations where he is solitary and intellectually stimulated. Currently, he is employed as a librarian. Patient is highly educated, having obtained a postgraduate degree. Aptitude is exceptional. Testing is in the 95th percentile. Today, in the course of our continued discussion of interpersonal intimacy, I asked the patient to roleplay his idea of having a significant other and what intimacy in that frame looked like. When playing this role, it should be noted that the patient had minimal to no emotional response. The patient also had minimal to no outward discomfort, indicating positive progress in the patient's concept of interpersonal relationships. When... Oh, it's okay. I can do this. When discussing sexual intimacy in this frame, it should be noted that there were areas of concern. When patient provided an example of being in bed with a woman, the setting given was night, quiet, the woman is sleeping, the patient is awake. The patient regards the woman closely. He admires the figure, describing her curves and full hips. I'll be professional. It should be noted that the patient maintains his emotional detachment during this description. He then continues... He then continues, describing his actions, tracing her silhouette with his fingertips, removing the sheet covering her body. Patient describes putting his hand firmly on the woman's shoulder to maintain her prone orientation. At this point in the patient's description, it is clear that he intends to restrain the woman in his example. At this point in the patient's description, it is clear that the woman is still asleep, and he intends to manually stimulate her. in a way that doesn't that doesn't wake her. It should be noted that the patient's desire for somnophilia correlates well with his diagnosis. The patient takes comfort in deriving sexual pleasure without without interaction. A patient goes on to describe The patient goes on to describe in explicit detail, fingering manually stimulating the woman. He expresses his scientific parameters for her level of arousal and lubrication, indicating an almost paradoxical awareness of the woman's need in this situation. The patient mentions the viscosity of the woman's wetness, required to create tendrils between his fingers. He then expresses that this would trigger his arousal because there is... He then expresses that this would trigger his arousal because the resistance to his penetration would be minimal. What the fuck is wrong with me? It's clear. Calm down. It's clear at this point. It's clear at this point that he takes these parameters in lieu of consent. This correlates heavily with this diagnosis. Patient still remains emotionally detached at this scenario unfolds. As the scenario unfolds, it becomes a freeze fantasy. Patient then goes on to describe climbing. Patient then goes on to describe climbing on top of the woman. He climbs on top of the woman to fuck her. He just... God, I'm so fucking mad. He describes pushing her head into the... I can do this. He describes pushing her head into the pillow to stifle any noises that she may make in the case that she wakes up. At this point, the scenario is at odds with his behavior in a way that makes him angry. He continues to describe aggressively. He continues to describe aggressively fucking this woman while holding her hand down into the pillow, not caring if he suffocates it. And then he coldly remarks that she... But she will lose consciousness before any permanent damage is done. And at that point, she will be quiet again. Oh, God. Patient has a borderline paraphilic preoccupation with non-consensual. Patient said that this preoccupation weighs him and prevents him from seeking out relationships. At this point, our session time is over, and we scheduled the next week. Fuck. I can't send this to the transcriptionist. Fuck. God. Oh, God. I can't fucking see him again. I need to get it together and stop again. God, these heinous things. These depraved heinous things. Okay. Oh, attempt number 5.